Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, So He Followed a Path. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of all, the bestower of all things, who has revealed upon His slave this pure and noble book, and encouraged His servants to take the means. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love and adoration except Allah, the uniquely One, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of slavehood unto Allah, and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. Amma ba'd. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah, for verily He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day wherein you will be returned to Allah, and then every soul will be compensated for what it has earned, and they will not be treated unjustly. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in Surah Al-Kahf about the story of Dhul-Qarnayn. About him it says, Inna makkanna lahu fil ardi wa ataynahu min kulli shay'in sababa fa'atba'a sababa. Indeed, we have established him upon the earth, and we gave to him of everything a way, and so he followed a way. In these noble verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates to us on how He had bestowed upon Dhul-Qarnayn various means. And the idea of means here are the means by which He can bring about ends. And so he had, through the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a certain amount of ability when it comes to knowledge and wisdom, and through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, he was also given the tools and the qudra, the ability to use them. And so this allowed him to practically achieve any goal he set out for. And when the Qur'an is alluding to Dhul-Qarnayn taking away, فَأَتْبَعَ السَّبَبَ, it informs us that he took the way of using these blessings by investing them in the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to be used, which was primarily helping others, which was bringing sa'ada, joy and contentment into the hearts of others. And it was a way of jidd, of significance, of determination, and ijtihad, and striving, a way by which he was able to build whole societies and transform communities of the people who he came in contact with. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about this way of being, says, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ تَجْعَلْ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَى أَنْ تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. And so the Quran says, he followed a way, until when he reached a pass between two mountains, he found beside them a people who could hardly understand his speech. And they said, O Dhul-Qarnayn, indeed Ya'juj wa Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, are the mufsiduna fil ard, are the great corruptors in the land. And so may we assign for you kharja, which is an expenditure, Ala, that you make between us and them, تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدَّ, that you make between us and them a barrier. And so Dhul-Qarnayn, when they made this request to him, He turns towards them and gives them something else. And the Quran enshrines what he said. مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرٌ فَأَعِنُونِي بِقُوَّةٍ أَجَعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَدْمًا. He said, that in which my Lord has established me is better than what you have offered. And so instead, help me, assist me with strength, and I will make between you and them radma. Radma here literally means in English a rampart, which is a defensive wall that acts as a barrier. And so what happened was Dhulqarnain gathered through his own ability. He asked them, bring for me iron. And then he gathered through their own strength such that everyone participated in this great feat of building this defensive wall. And so this is such a accomplishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions literally the great strength of this dam-like structure of a wall that they built. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا أَن يَذْهَرُوا وَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا. And thus they, in other words, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, were made what? Powerless to scale over it. They couldn't rise above this wall, and they were وَمَسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا, and they were unable to dig through it, because the fortifications, the ability of this wall was so strong. And so this is just an ibrah. This story obviously was a real story. We believe it happened, but always we are always encouraged to take the ibrah, the deeper message that passes from these words and these stories that we read into our hearts. And the point that it passes on from the stories into our hearts is when we find a felt sense of resonance in that, how is this relevant to me? And so the point that this story becomes relevant to us is that we look into our own lives and see how much diligence and hard work, what are we cultivating? What have we given ourselves to? For this was the way of the Anbiya. This was the way of the Anbiya wa Rusul, the prophets and the messengers who we are commanded to obey. So for the Quran, for example, looks to or asks us to look towards the example of the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, who was directed by Allah to build a ship. And so the Quran says, وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِيْنَا. Construct the ship under our observation and under our wahi, our inspiration. And so the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, the narrations say that he built an immense ship, an ark, and he carried on board all pairs of animals, and then they voyaged with that through waves that were the size of mountains, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. Allah says, so we saved him and those with him in this laden ship. And so this being saved was part and parcel connected in the realm of asbab, in the realm of causes and effects, to the ijtihad and the striving of Sayyidina Nuh in building that ship. Because he didn't just rest on tawakkal ala Allah. Allah, you build the ship. No, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him, wahina, Allah inspired him, then he set to work and he built the ship under the gaze of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's inspiration and his care. And so similarly, we find this example through other Anbiya, the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he what? He built the Kaaba through the son, through the support of his son Ismail alayhi salam. For the Quran says, the hadith actually say, in a narration in Sahih Bukhari, it says, فَجَعَلَ إِسْمَعِيلُ يَأْتِي بِالْحِجَارَةِ وَإِبْرَاهِيمُ يَبْنِي. That Sayyidina Ismail used to come with the big stones, and it was Sayyidina Ibrahim who would assemble and build them. So even in this small example, there is an example of what? Collaboration and working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve a task. And this task was once again enshrined in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And when Sayyidina Ibrahim was raising the foundations of the house, and with Ismail, And what they were saying, and this is what the narrations say, that at every point when Sayyidina Ismail would give the stones to Sayyidina Ibrahim, or when Sayyidina Ibrahim would put it into the assembly of the Kaaba, they would say, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيُّ الْعَلِيمُ. O Allah, accept this from us, and you are the all-hearing, and you are the all-knowing. And we find, brothers and sisters, just as we've mentioned the story of Sayyidina Nuh and the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, we find also from the prophetic example the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when he was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about one who has more knowledge than him in some affairs, and we take this to be Khidr alayhi salam, and when he was informed to meet him at the place that was literally described as Majma' al-Bahrain, the junction in which the two seas meet. And at that point, Sayyidina Musa turns to the Fata, the young boy who's with him, and he says, لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُوبًا. He says, I will not cease traveling until I reach this junction of the two seas, or I've continued for a long period of time. Indicating once again that he didn't just say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to meet this person at that great spot, he didn't just sit back and say, well, you know, that spot's going to come to me. No, he took this place and the path of jid wal ijtihad. فَاتَّبَعَ. He took away of the way, the tariq, which was what? The sababa, the means. He took the means. And this way of taking the means, of striving, right? Striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enshrined ultimately, and we'll come to this final example of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he arrives in Medina al-Munawwara. This beautiful city that is Munawwara, that is illuminated through his presence and through his arrival. And when he arrives there, the first thing he does is he institutes, let's build this masjid. And it was an act in which all of the companions collaborated. And then when they started building it, and later on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell them, احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. He said, be avid towards that which benefits you. Be sincere and do that which benefits you. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. But however, seek your aid ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْجِزْ. And don't ever give up. This way of, you know, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. We do ibadah, but we do إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِنْ. We seek isti'anah and support through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't have عَجِزْ. We never despair. Why? Because the one who takes the asbab and places his tawakkal ala Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his affair come to reality. يُبَالِغْ. He will bring to completion that which is true, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over all things capable and competent. And so we find this example being embodied by the Sahaba. What a great example and story it is, that Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, one of the great muhajir who made emigration to Medina, arrives and he's met by Sa'd ibn Rabi'a from the Ansar. And Sa'd ibn Rabi'a, being of the Ansar, those who help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came forward and he offered half of his wealth. And what did Sayyidina Abdul Rahman say, radiallahu anhu? What did he say? He said, may Allah bless you in wealth, but guide me to the market. Just guide me to the market. And he went on to become a great merchant who was able to help many people in turn. And this example is enshrined by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, لِأَنْ يَأْخُذَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَحْبُولًا. He said, without a doubt, if one of you to just take a rope, فَيَأْخُذَ حُزْمَةً مِنْ حَطَبٍ, and through it, he'll obviously tie it and tie a bundle of wood together, فَيُبِيعَ, and then sell it, فَيُكَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَجْهَ, and sell it, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then keeps his face away from that which is blameworthy and hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hada about this." He said, "Khayrun min an yas'al an-nas u'tiya am muni'a." To do such a thing is better than such a person ask people whether he be given or not. And this is the indication that he took the path, he took a means, and then he had his tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is a alam al-asbab, this is a domain of means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to take the means, because that is part of our ubudiyah, of our slavehood. But when we take the means, we trust on his rububiyah, his lordship, to bring about. And if we've done the two, then the real hayat, the real success, and the real najat, the real foes, the real winning is in the next life. Right? Well, al-akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. That which follows is better than that which is in this world, and that real winning is tied to taking the means properly, which includes an intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to take this path of success in all of our affairs, a path that leads to bliss and contentment in this world, and most importantly in the next. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.